And this is our final question, Carlton. What is your plan for handling increased traffic flow?
Well, thank you for that. Roads, right? We need to adequately maintain our roads, but we have traffic studies, we have engineering plans. I was actually for widening 100 East, by the way, which didn't get widened. When you talk about American Fort Canyon, I think Utah County should do some things there as far as widening that road. There's a lot of growth up there. We need to maintain our access to it. I think we all love American Fort Canyon. By the way, that resolution, yes, I was against it. I viewed it as pro-EPA. I viewed it as pro some UN stuff that is seeking to use local governments to restrict our freedom. I think it's important to be aware of those things and to be against them. We have the institutions in place in our city. We have a great city. We have great people working for our city. We have departments. We have processes. Some of them can be improved in the processes. But we can use our existing institutions, our existing staff, to handle this growth. We have projections. We have funding. You know, a lot of people don't realize that our funding sources are self-adjusting. As more people move into the city, we collect property tax we weren't collecting before. As we do more business, we collect sales tax that we weren't collecting before. We're collecting utility fees to pay for the utilities that we weren't collecting before. So this notion that you always have to be increasing the tax burden to adequately take care of government is false. I will work on principles.
Well, to my knowledge, over the last 4 years as we've served together, we have not increased the tax burden. Not myself, not Councilman Bowen, not the other council members.
Except for the park tax.
Okay. And so, yes, the park tax was something that, as he interjected there, yes, it did. And, you know, as he respected the vote of the road bond not passing and taking great accomplishment in that, and I tell you, I followed the voters. I did exactly what they asked me to do after that vote was taken. And I did the same with the park tax. So I'm not selectively choosing the will of the people when they vote on something, as Carlton Bowen has. He will not fund certain things, and that was clearly stated in a vote by the people. And so, as a mayor, you take on a little different role than you do as a city council member. You become a part of what they call Mountain Land Association of Governments, where all the mayors meet together, and that MAG is the collector of all state, federal, local funds to fund highway road projects. And so, if I am elected, I will sit on that board and I will advocate for and in behalf of American Fork. When I put a hat on, if I could just use an analogy as a mayor, I will look at 10 square miles. And Washington is not in those 10 square miles. And so as federal funds come through, we built federal funds by Costco. As mayor, I will lobby in behalf of our residents for those portions of MAG funding so we can have good transportation.